The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies
from the 90s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie that one viewer called shameful and it should have never happened. That viewer, Jim Carrey.
The movie that gives us a cool-ass monster truck in the third act, only to have it run over not one, not two, not three cars, but zero. Zero cars.
The movie where we talk about a guy getting raped by a gorilla. Again, somehow we've talked about a guy getting raped by a gorilla twice in this podcast about the most successful movies in two decades.
This is Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, on Blockbuster Nostalgia. Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast countdown, the biggest hit movies of the 1990s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landi.
And today, we're talking about Jimithin Carey.
When Jimithin Carey,
his big hit movie.
Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls.
When Nature Calls, because he's, you know, he likes nature.
It's a pee joke.
And also piss, yeah.
I mean, Jim Carrey's a fucking powerhouse in the 90s, so it's cool to get to him pretty quick.
Yeah, no, Jim Carrey was a massive... He had a run, an insane run, and because it's insane, too, because it's only like 4 years.
Yeah, he's got 4 years of... It's like four years where the first movie...
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber, The Mask, this movie, the first Ace Ventura, Cable Guy, Liar Liar,
yeah,
all of that. Like, Cable Guy was a little underperforming, but every other...
It was.
All those other movies were giant smash hits.
Yeah. And then he was like, hey, guys, I don't know if you forgot, but I'm an insane person.
Yeah.
And I like to do some fucking dramas.
Yep.
I don't have to keep doing this fucking high energy.
And then we're like, that's cool, Jim. Do some dramas. We'll watch your dramas. That's pretty interesting. That's cool. And then he's like, you know what? Also, I think I'm just going to take 10 years off and draw pictures.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Every now and then I get a weird interview where I'm just a weird guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to bring my own tea brew, and that's what the interview is going to be about.
Yep.
You're just like, what?
This movie, so we only get to talk about this one. We don't get to talk about the first one.
Because
the first one made $76 million. This one, part two, made $108,385,533.
Yeah, I mean, he was a rising star.
Yeah.
He went from, I think... I remember something to the effect, and I haven't looked this up, so this may be wildly inaccurate.
You're just pulling numbers out.
But from what I understand, he made something like $500,000 for the first Ace Ventura, or for the first Dumb and Dumber. No, it was first Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
That was his first big hit.
And he makes $15 million for this one.
And this is like a year and a half later.
Yep. And it's half the budget. And here's the thing. They told him we want to make another one, and he's like, I don't want to make another Ace Ventura. I think it's stupid. They show him the script. He's like, I don't like it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, he was right.
And then they're like... Movie. They're like, we'll give you $15 million. He's like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was right about that too, actually. He was right to take the $15 million.
Yeah. We disagree on this because I really like this movie.
Yes.
I think this movie is really fun.
So this is going to be an interesting one because this is the first time I think we've really, really disagreed on a movie. And also, I haven't watched this movie in like 3 weeks because we were supposed to record like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so I have only the vaguest memories of it.
Of the movie. Yeah. But I'll lead us through.
Yes, please do. So
we had to take a hiatus because of my positive COVID testing.
That's true. And he was just all around town
and the herpes
to give it to everybody. Yeah. The herpes mainly.
Yeah, I always want to give the herpes out. I mean, I feel like it, you know, it should spread the wealth.
Yeah,
like I have a lot of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know,
like too much of it.
You know,
so I can give it away. Yeah, it's free. It's free of charge.
It's just a very generous giving person.
The movie starts off, because here's my thing. I think the movie, the jokes are well written.
There are, I will give it to the movie. I'll point out sometimes, there are some very good jokes in the movie, but for every one good joke in the movie, there's like 20 bad jokes.
Also, there's nonstop jokes.
This is a lot of jokes.
It's a nonstop joke movie, so I like that. I like that it never wavers. It's just like constantly hitting you with jokes.
Yes.
But I do think there's some really cool reversal jokes. There's a lot of cool reversal jokes. And also, I do think he kind of straddles that weird line where he's just kind of like weird like surrealistic extreme comedy sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Sacha Baron Cohen does that a lot.
Yeah.
And I think he does that and well, let's talk about it. Okay,
I mean, he also straddles the line between like 20 different characters.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't understand what
it's like, so it's like slapstick very and inconsistent, deadpan,
very, very inconsistent movie.
So the movie starts off with making fun of Cliffhanger, which is yes. great because Cliffhanger is kind of a garbage movie.
Cliffhanger kicks ass.
Yeah, it doesn't kick ass.
I mean,
it's just kind of a, it's kind of like it's a
Sly Stallone climbs a mountain, fights John Lithgow. He's and, got fucking.
He's got a name like Johnny Mountain Climber.
Yeah,
yeah. He's got one of those dead on the nose fucking action movie 90s names.
But it's got your boy from Guardians and Walking Dead in it.
Oh yeah, Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker, yeah.
Michael Rooker's in it. I do love Michael Rooker. He's great. He's a good bad guy.
Yeah.
But the movie, it starts off with he's climbing a mountain.
Right.
And then we get the Lahuzer line in there because, you know, it's Ace Ventura. There's a lot of lines from the first one in it. And then he's trying to save a raccoon and then they reenact the cliffhanger scene.
Right.
Where he can't save the raccoon, which I thought was funny because cliffhanger's kind of stupid.
It's not a bad way to start the movie necessarily. Yeah.
Also, the score is good.
And it's a little weird to start. I guess it's a little weird now. I mean, I love Cliffhanger, but I wonder how many people watching Ace Ventura now.
No, but Cliffhanger is.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like those people watching Ace Ventura are watching Ace Ventura. They're not watching Cliffhanger.
Probably, yeah.
It has that weird thing. This is what I'm talking about. His weird.
Because this movie, I should say, makes more money than Cliffhanger. Cliffhanger followed just outside of the top 100. It's like number 125 or 130.
Yeah,
or something
it didn't
like
make
that.
As much money. Yeah.
So I mean, it was still very wildly successful, but not as much as this movie that opens with a giant
with a joke of, yeah. of it. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But again, like he has that scene where he feeds a baby bird, and that's what I'm talking about. The weird. There's some stuff in this movie where I'm just like, that's a fucking weird thing to watch.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a baby bird in the nest, and it just regurgitates into its mouth. And it's weird, and it's funny, and it's obviously, like, Jim Carrey really bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a weird... It's like the rhino thing. I was just like, what are we watching right now?
Oh, the rhino.
Like, it's so fucking weird. But I like it. I like that.
I mean, it's a very bizarre...
It's a real thing where he just feeds a baby bird real quick.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's a very surreal movie. We should mention, I mean, Jim Carrey obviously is the driving force in a lot of ways, but also written directed by his best friend and also a Mad TV guy, right?
Yeah.
Steve Odenkirk.
Odenkirk? I don't think it's got an N. I think it's Odenkirk. Yeah. But he's a Living Color guy.
Yeah. Oh, Living Color. I'm sorry. Not Mad TV. It was pre-Mad TV.
Yeah, because Jim Carrey was
in Living Color. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like his friend, which is funny because he...
Doesn't seem like he has friends.
Yeah. And also, he doesn't like work with him ever again.
Yeah. Really weird.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're best friends. And he made this movie and the other movie. And then, like, that's it.
Yep.
Like, you would have thought he would have made Liar Liar or something.
Yeah.
Like
he swing back around in the early aughts for Myself, and Irene or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. But nope. Yeah. He's just making crap now.
Or, yeah. I mean, Jim Carrey couldn't do a fucking cameo in Kung Pao?
Yeah, actually.
What the hell, man?
I mean, you would have to pay him a lot of fucking money. He was painting stuff.
He's supposed to be... Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Could he put a painting in Kung Pao? Could he...
He was... Actually, at that time, he was probably doing Man in the Moon, which...
No, it was after that, I think.
It was after, yeah. But Man in the Moon took Jim Carrey like 8 years to get over.
He was in a weird Andy Kaufman headspace for a long time.
Fucking insane person. Yeah. We do the cliffhanger thing, and then we find out because he loses a raccoon, he's in a monastery.
Right.
So
far follows.
There's pretty Greenwall. This British guy goes to find him, and he goes to his monastery, and he's like, oh, we need to find the American, and they're like, there's no nationality here, and he's like, oh, we need to find, and he's like, the guy that talks from his ass, and they're like, oh, I know who you are, who he is, and they take him to this guy, and this is...
So just rewind, that's the thing people knew about
him
Ace
in the
Ventura,
first one. Yep. Is that he talked out of his ass.
Out of his butt.
Uh-huh.
That was the height of Ace Ventura comedy, was he bent over,
that was
made
the most
his
memorable
butt,
of the scenes.
His butt cheeks move and spoke words.
Yeah, he was like talking like, oh my God, I'm a butt. Like, that's not what he says, but you know.
I mean, it would have been funnier if he said that, quite
Look
frankly.
At Look at me, I'm a butt.
Look at me, I'm a butt. This guy's butt. I was just
looking at him.
Poop.
So they take him to him, and he's like, oh, I know who it is. And they take him to him. And he's just like with all these animals and like meditating and shit. And then he's like, I need your help because it's like.
And he's like, no, I'm an enlightened person. I'm here at home in my temple. And he offers him
$20,000. And he's like, ah, but still no. And then the monk comes in and he's like, no, go. And he's like, but I'm supposed to reach, what is it?
Oh, yeah. This is actually a good joke.
Yeah. He's like, I'm supposed to reach, like, karmic...
enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you reach it already. I can tell. And he's like, but I'm supposed to get my medal. And he's like, take my medal.
He's like, didn't this take you a lifetime to...
80 years. Yeah. And he's like,
I don't like it. I don't like it. Yeah.
So this is the point. All right. I want to talk about this because this is a point where this movie is different from the first movie. And this is one of the things I really appreciate about this movie. In the first one, the bad guys find Ace Ventura super annoying. But the good guys kind of find him charming in a weird way. Like, the good guys are like... He's like a quirky guy, but he's smart and he's good at detecting. The girl falls for him and shit like that.
Yeah.
In this movie, everybody fucking hates him.
Yeah, and they should.
The good guys hate him.
He's fucking annoying.
Yeah. But in the first one, it's like, oh, he's kind of like charming and stuff. And like the girl falls. In this one, no, the good guys hate him. The bad guys hate him. Yeah. The tribesmen hate him. Like
I hate him.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's really smart. I think it's a way to... It's like what differentiates him in this movie from the last movie.
I guess so. I mean, we'll talk about this all throughout, but one of my big problems was just how inconsistent his character is supposed to be and like where the humor is supposed to be at. Because sometimes he's the wacky, annoying guy, and then sometimes he's the straight man, and other people are being wacky and annoying.
He does a lot of deadpan
stuff. It's really fucking
everybody's
weird.
A caricature in this movie.
That's true.
The British guys are caricatures. The incredibly racist African guys are caricatures. Not racist, but you know, it's like stereotypical.
It's
like Looney Tunes.
Yeah. It's like fucking turn of the century Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
We talk about how like Walter Hill makes, you know, 1870 Mexico all of his movies.
Yeah,
he's This is like 1870 like Africa.
Out of Africa, Yeah. And then, so anyway, he talks him into it because the monk wants him out. The monks are partying because he's leaving. And then he does the slinky joke where he's like, meet me downstairs because there's that giant, it's like giant.
Yeah, you have to climb the steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he puts a slinky down, which is a dumb joke.
Yeah.
And the slinky goes down, but this is where I like it. The slinky never makes it to the bottom, which right. I thought was very funny.
And then he does his very over-exaggerated express. Yeah,
yeah. Which, I mean, when you write that plane joke...
And he does some bad... He does a lot of... He's very big. He's big.
When you write the joke is... he has all these steps, so what does Ace Ventura do? What's the dumbest thing Ace Ventura would do with these steps? Oh, he does a slinky down.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, let's not make the slinky get it all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
Which is the funniest part of the joke. Yeah. Solid. But there's a lot of these like reversal jokes in this movie that I really appreciate.
Yeah.
And that I think are very funny.
I mean, the joke after, well, the airplane stuff's all terrible, but.
Yeah, it's just him being annoying again.
Yeah. But once they get to Africa, there is actually a joke I really like where it shows him in the Jeep or SUV or whatever, and he's bouncing around like crazy. And then they pull back and you see that he's just bouncing around like crazy and they're driving on the pavement.
Yeah.
But which is a good funny. Joke. Yeah.
You know what? Watching this movie again, like it kind of made me. Well, he commits hard to the character, and he commits to being like this weird character amongst people that don't, like I said, don't really like him.
Yeah,
he kind of reminded me of Arthur. He's just like a drunk guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if you meant from the television show of the same name.
Oh no!
But like, from the Dudley Moore movie that which we covered.
About. Yeah, that we talked about.
Check in the 80s. I don't know, about 60 episodes ago.
Probably. Yeah. Where he's just like, that's his bit, and he hard commits to being as drunk as he can.
Yeah.
And like, this one, he's just as annoying as he can be.
Is that his bit, just being annoying?
Yeah, he's just like crazy over the top annoying. Nobody likes him in this movie.
Yeah.
And everything he does, he just does crazy over the top annoying stuff. Like, on purpose, he does a lot of crazy over the top. But anyway, so then...
But is this crazy over the top annoyingness, is this to prove... is this like a smokescreen? Is he like the... You know, the trickster that's hiding his true intelligence.
Yeah, right. Because he's
no, I don't think he is.
Well, he's like a Sherlock Holmes type of guy.
But he's not. He does the stupidest shit all the time.
But he solves a crime. I mean, he gets Sherlock Holmes moments in it on purpose.
Yes.
I think the real thing and the real heart of it is the love for the animals. They bank a lot on that.
They do.
And that's the thing that you can really—that's the thing you can cling to with him. Everything else is like hard to like him.
Yeah, I do feel like they do that less this time than the first time around. Yeah, because and he talks about this that he didn't like the whole bat thing.
Yeah, which I think is really funny.
Which is very funny, yeah. Especially the first time it happens.
Yeah,
but. I see where he's coming from, and that it's a weird turn if his whole character is all right. He's this. Fucking weirdo, maniac, annoying nut job But his redeeming character is that he loves animals and will do anything to protect them. It's weird to have him just be so terrified of one particular animal.
But it is pretty funny.
Yeah, it works out.
It works out. It works out pretty well. So then what do you do with Ace Ventura to, you know, like shake shit up? You put him with a bunch of rich people.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's always, anytime you have a slob character as your main character, throwing him into a rich guy party.
Yeah, I mean, the Dangerfield fucking did that every movie.
Every movie.
Yeah.
He was Even when he was a rich guy, he would show up and roast rich dudes. Like in Caddyshack, he's very rich.
He's incredibly rich. And same thing with Back to School. He's super rich. It's just rich people don't like him because he's kind of a slob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ed O'Neill kind of...
Ed O'Neill does that too.
Ed O'Neill does that. He's just wrecking rich parties.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a cool thing you do if you're just that guy. You'd think that guy does actually exist. There's like a slobby guy that wrecks parties and people see that and they write movies about that shit? Or you think it's just one of those things like, imagine if you get a blue-collar guy and you that likes football every week and throw him into one of these fucking parties, right? I think that's probably
more accurate, yeah.
But it's a good old-fashioned trope. So they throw... Ace Ventura has to go meet the guy that's hiring him to find... We don't know it's a bat yet.
Yeah, he's hiring to find something. Also, none of the jokes in the mansion, unfortunately, work.
Well, I think that the Monopoly one works. Wow, I like that joke a lot.
He does this thing where he puts a bunch of food in his mouth. I mean, there's a lot of this movie that I'm like, who is... Because this movie has a lot of adult humor in it. But this movie also feels like it was made for three-year-olds half the time. Like, half of its jokes are just Jim Carrey making a funny face or putting shit in his mouth.
Yeah.
Or, like, farting or some dumb bullshit like that.
Yeah, he does do a lot of dumb juvenile stuff. I mean, a lot of his In Living Color was kind of like that.
That's true.
Where it was just... What funniest faces can he possibly
fucking also? I was thinking about this a lot while I was watching the movie. Is because Jim Carrey, when he's not being like the super exaggerated insane face guy, he has a very like almost Bruce Campbell strong jawed action hero look.
There's a couple of shots where I was like, man, he's a good looking charismatic guy.
It really made me wonder what would have happened if he would have just been like, no, I'm gonna do like Romancing the Stone, and I'm gonna be Michael Douglas.
Yeah, if he wasn't Jim Carrey, the insane person.
Right, if he wasn't a clinically insane man with a desperate need to make people laugh.
Yeah, or he will die.
Bordering on psychopathic.
Oh, yeah, if he wasn't that guy, he could have totally just been like a cool...
like leading man type.
Yeah, leading man guy. Yeah, no, but he just needs it. He needs it hard.
He needs it very hard.
Yeah. So we meet the big bad, which is obviously the big bad.
Anytime. I mean, you meet a rich hoity-toity person in British a movie guy. Like this.
Yeah. We get a sense of his Sherlock Holmes style being, because he tells him, like, tell me about myself or something like that. And he's like, you slipped in some mason work, you're a workaholic and all that stuff. It's not super impressive. And it's not at the level of Sherlock Holmes.
But it's definitely playing off of that.
Yeah, but it's playing off of that and stuff like that. And then we get all the dumb rich people jokes. I do like the Monopoly joke. I think that's really funny because, again, he doubles down on it. And that's what I like. Like it's a little bald guy with the monocle, and he's like, you must be the Monopoly guy, which is not particularly funny and dumb. And then they're talking about fur, and he's like, oh, you should try, you know, wearing the skin of another animal. And he punches a guy, wears him like a fur.
Yeah.
Does a strut, does a bigger strut, which I think is funny, where he's just like doing like the bigger strut.
Yeah.
And then he doubles down on the Monopoly thing, where he makes him like say, do not pass go.
Yeah.
And I thought I always thought that was really funny. Because he doubles down on it. He didn't have to. But then everything after that is a lot of dumb jokes. There's a lot of dumb jokes until they get to like the tribe stuff.
Yeah. This is also the legwork part of the movie where they have to set up a plot to some degree.
Right. There's two tribes that are going to have a wedding between the two of them.
I don't think we even know about the wedding at this point. All we know is that they're going to go to war because of this missing...
There's a missing animal. Yeah, that he's supposed to help find. And then we get the setup, like, there's these two Australian guys and, like, this and that.
Yeah, and one of those Australian guys, though, Mad Max.
Yeah.
I mean, not actual Mad Max.
Yeah, but he's the guy in...
He's in both Road Warrior and Beyond Thunderdome. He's the voice of Sauron in the extended Lord of the Rings, not the theatrical cut, which is a damn shame.
Yeah, that's right. He's the mouth of Sauron, which is one of my favorite characters.
Oh, he's fucking dope, man.
Cuts his fucking head off. Oh, yeah. So good.
It's a really great scene. I wish it was in the movie. But the extended Return of the King is a lot better than the regular.
Anyway. Yeah.
Which is not necessarily true of the other movies, but Return of the King, you really need that extended cut.
He was he the Beyond Thunderdome, the guy on the helicopter?
He's always the guy on the helicopter.
He's always the guy on the helicopter.
Yeah. The guy with the snake.
Yeah. He's fucking cool. I like that guy a lot. He's
fucking great.
I saw that picture and I was like, oh yeah, that's that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should watch Beyond Thunderdome just for fucking kicks.
Okay. Anytime, man.
Remember that one where he's just hanging out with kids the whole movie?
Yeah.
Like it was a cool thing for Mad Max to just be chilling with kids like the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
Especially the end. There's like the third act is just him hanging out with like.
Well, it has a really. I mean, that's really the second act. Like that movie is a really weird movie. Act, yeah. Because the first act of that movie fucking rules.
Yes, it's a fucking
rules so hard with the Thunderdome and Tina Turner and Master Blaster
spinning the wheel.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah. And like the whole scene of him. First of all, he's coming in. He's pulling his car with like fucking ox.
Yeah.
And then he comes in and he has that scene where he has to give up his weapons and he just pulls out like a fucking million blades and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh, fights, man. In Thunderdome. All that stuff is so fucking good. And then the ending's really good. It's a really good chase scene.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really good, like really good stunts.
Really good stunts. Yeah. It's just the middle is kind of a little weird.
The middle's weird.
Even though, I mean, it's cool, but it's also one of those things that the more you think about it, the more you're like, wait a minute. If Max was alive when they still had airplanes and they're talking like this is a fucking million years ago.
Yeah. What's going on?
What,
yeah.
What the fuck is the timeline of this world?
It was also,
but I don't care. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah. It's great. All the Mad Max have been great.
They're fucking great.
So then we get the plot. So the plot is that the tribes are going to go to war.
He has to stop it. He has to find this missing animal.
So they have to go to the tribe. They go to the tribe and they find out like, oh, somebody stole the bat. And this is when you get that's when he tells them like, we got to find this bat.
Yeah.
And he's like, bat? And then this is when you get the reveal that he's terrified.
Absolutely.
And he's like, they have rabies and shit like that.
Yeah.
Which I think is a pretty funny joke.
Yeah. And that's okay. I mean, the best joke about the bats comes up later when they go to the cave.
Yeah.
In which he freaks out and throws everything.
Yeah.
Predictable, but very like solid. Yeah, good joke delivery. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, it's reversals. There's a lot of reversal jokes in this where you think it's going one way and it heads the other. It just gives you like that ending to the joke, I think, that I like. It sets up the weird monkey sex thing in this scene.
Does it? I guess it does.
Where he's just like, be careful because it's mating season, which is a weird broad statement.
Okay. See, I completely forgot about that by the end of the movie. Because by the end of the movie, well, spoiler alert, the end of the movie, someone gets raped by a gorilla. And I was like, what the fuck? Where did this come from?
Yeah. You're like, I only like that shit in Trading Places. And that's
right. That's it. And that's only because that's clearly a dude in a gorilla suit.
Yeah. Getting raped by a real gorilla. It's
set up, and I don't know. It's so weird.
So they set it up.
Also, Trading Places is just better movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
they set it more up forgiving. In this one where like it's like it's mating season, and then you just see a bush shaking, and I was like, they shot that 4 weeks after.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, someone probably asked that question like I did, where I was like, where the fuck did this come from?
Where did a guy getting ripped by a gorilla? Yeah. And they're like, I don't know, maybe it's mating season. They're like, well, you should say that.
Yeah.
So they say it.
That makes sense.
So then they're going to this cave and he finds out that it's a bat and he freaks out about it, which I think is very funny. But he, you know, he's Ace Ventura, so he's on board. He's getting paid 20 grand, so he's still doing it. They go to the go ahead.
I just have to ask again, what is his character supposed to be?
He's like, a pet detective.
Okay, fair enough. You know what? Yeah. Never mind. Let's move on. Yeah. You nailed it in one.
He's a bit detective that also gets laid a lot.
Because he struts and he acts, and Steve Odekirk, right, is at least the co-creator of Johnny Bravo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so he's got that same,
He's
like,
got
thing.
A lot of that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not Johnny Bravo, it's...
Wasn't it?
Was it Johnny Bravo?
Oh, no, it's Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron, yeah.
Well, he's got a lot more Johnny Bravo than Jimmy Neutron.
For sure.
That's for goddamn sure.
He's just jokes, dude. See, that's the thing. That's what I like about this. He's always on. Ace Ventura is always on. No matter what the situation is, he's making fun of somebody. He's making fun of himself. He's making jokes about shit. He's calling people Bumblebee Tuna. Like, he's just always on, dude. He never flails.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he's just so committed that... Because there's a moment in this movie later on where the roles completely reverse and all of a sudden he's the put-upon straight man. But maybe he just feels like that would be the funniest thing in that time, in character.
I do think he's all about the bit.
Do you think that's Jim Carrey or is that Ace Ventura?
I mean, it might be both. It might be that you have hours and hours of footage of Jim Carrey making up shit. And then you just use the funniest shit.
That's true. I mean, famously, you know, like Anchorman and some of those other movies have so many different takes.
Yeah, Will Ferrell, again, Sacha Baron Cohen and stuff, where they're just like, let them loose.
Right. They have so many different takes that they can literally create alternate movies from the different takes. Yeah, I wonder
if this, you could probably put both of the movies together in one.
Yeah.
That's what I like about him. I think he's always on. Everything is a fucking joke. Everything is making fun of people. Everything is doing stupid shit. Then, you know, I kind of appreciate that. But he goes to the tribe. I like, there's a joke in this that I really like, which is, I mean, there's a lot of setup for dumb jokes. Like, there's a guy that is on the pole and he can't fall down because it's like a rite of passage, and he like tries to shake him off. And then later we get a payoff where they're shooting the spitballs on him and stuff like that. Yeah. But they're like, the monkey guard fell asleep at the it's a real monkey, which I really like because it's like a baboon monkey, right? And I think it's funny. It's funny that it's a monkey guard. Later when he goes back to like Dust for Prince, the monkey is still asleep. So they keep putting this monkey in charge. And I think it's a pretty funny joke.
That's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad.
They keep putting this fucking monkey in charge and the monkey keeps falling asleep. Like he's not a good guard. I think it's a pretty funny joke.
That's not bad.
But anyway, there's a lot of dumb shit where he's getting spit on by the fucking tribes guys and stuff. And he does a lot of spitting.
Yeah.
Again, the bumblebee tuna thing. He's calling the bumblebee tuna because he doesn't know what they're saying.
Yeah. When the spitting thing, like it's stuff like that where I'm just like, is this movie stuff for 5-year-olds? Yeah.
I had the same thing with the Daddy's Home, the Will Ferrell one.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was just like, there's like balls in this movie, but every other joke is like for little kids.
Yeah. So, that's my weird thing about this.
Yeah.
Because, again, this is definitely not a movie for 5-year-olds based on some of the content in it.
Well, it's PG-13.
But it is definitely a movie for 5-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he fucks the virgin. He has sex with the virgin girl. Which is also, I think, a pretty funny joke, too, where what's the Greenwald is like, oh, that's the virgin dance of fertility. And he's like, I've taken a vow of celibacy. I only see women as... And as he's saying that, like, her like vagina's like really close to his face.
Yeah.
And again, he's kind of playing it straight at that point.
Yeah.
But it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Where he's just like, I only see women as the mother of our children. Yeah. And her vagina just keeps getting like closer and closer.
Well, and again, if that was his character throughout, I think that would be funny. But the fact that every other scene, he's just being this wacky, crazy guy, and then all of a sudden he's this, no, he I'm just very pulls serious. Straight yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this guy?
Yeah. What is that guy? I mean, it's
he's a real pet detective. He is.
He's the real pet detective.
He's a real pet detective and a real human being.
He apparently had like a big problem with the way that the African people were portrayed, right?
Well,
like,
he does now.
He does now, exactly. Well, but even then, he didn't want to like. Well, I guess he didn't. He probably didn't care then.
I mean, if he cared that much then, he could have stopped it. He was the biggest star movie and one of the biggest stars in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he cares now. I mean, because they are just, like you said, like turn of the century, Looney Tunes caricatures.
Yeah.
It's like Bugs Bunny would also be the pet detective in this.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Just, I mean, it's kind of the same thing, you know? Like, I mean, I don't know, not the same thing, but Bugs Bunny is just always on.
True.
He's always being annoying, but sometimes not. Sometimes he's a bad guy and stuff. And he's just always kind of fucking with people. That's kind of what Ace Ventura is doing.
That's true.
But
I'd like him better if he was played by a cartoon bunny.
Oh, see? Now we're talking.
Yeah.
This did spawn a cartoon.
Of course it did. It was the 90s.
It was the 90s.
They fucking ruled. They gave everything a cartoon. Yep. It's fucking great. Men in Black had one. RoboCop.
RoboCop, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Again, X-Men, the best cartoon of all time.
Yeah. Even R-rated movies like RoboCop, cartoon. Again, Rambo in the 80s,
yeah. You know what? Actually, speaking of this, this tripped me out the other day. I was watching, or actually thinking about.
You weren't even watching it?
I wasn't even watching. Yeah, I was just doing a lot of daydreaming about Terminator 2.
You're like, well, I wish I was watching Terminator 2 right now. What was that like?
Huh. I'm sitting at my house owning Terminator 2 on the shelf, and I was like, I could just put it on, but I'm going to sit here and think about Terminator 2 for a while.
I like the like shot of your face just being like,
That was a good 2.5 hours because I had to go through the whole movie in detail.
And the movie's 2.5 hours and 40 minutes.
It's a long movie.
And then you get excited at points where you're like, and then sometimes you laugh.
That's true.
You're like, that's all a beast.
That's fucking great, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then he's learning. And then I cried a little bit. I was like, he's going to go into the lava now. Don't steal.
Yeah, I'll be back.
He raises that thumb, though. So I'm thinking about Terminator 2. and about how, like, that was just the movie when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like, that was the fucking movie.
So arguably the best action movie of the 90s.
And it's a kid. You know, you have a kid, like, as one of the main characters.
Yep. We talked about that in Temple of Doom.
Yeah, exactly. Temple of Doom, same thing, Short Round. But yeah, I was just like, man, how was there not a cartoon of Terminator?
Oh, no joke.
How was there not a John Connor? It's because
Cameron was like, nope.
Probably not.
He's like, unless you're paying me millions of dollars and I'm doing it, no dice.
But man, how good would have like a 1995, like right before X-Men every morning or every Saturday morning, there was a fucking John Connor in the future like, fighting Terminators.
After Batman Animated, but before X-Men?
Yes. And I mean, they fire laser guns in the fucking prologue, so we know they have laser guns, so we can get away. We don't have to worry about bullets and shit. And they're fighting robots, so we don't have to worry about killing people.
Yeah, actually, you could just do the whole cartoon in the future.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Terminator Salvation route, but good.
But good, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. I'm really.
I got super excited about this. I got super excited about this thing that does not exist in reality and will never exist.
While you're thinking about the movie that you're not watching.
Not watching.
Yeah. But you own.
But I own and could be watching.
But nah, you're just daydreaming about it. Yeah, I also like the idea of your face just being like, ah, cartoon.
Yeah.
And then like 45 minutes, are you picturing what the cartoon would be like?
That's what it was.
and then your girlfriend's just like, what the hell are you doing?
You've been sitting there for 3.5 hours.
I went to bed 4 hours ago. What have you been doing? Oh, just thinking about a Terminator cartoon.
That is my life, actually. You've just described my life.
I've just been sitting here thinking about what if there was a Terminator cartoon. That's why I like that meme. That meme about like what women
think
guys are thinking.
Yeah. It's a great meme.
It's like I can get lost in that shit. Well, when I used to be in high school, and I used to think, what
you
if
used
I
used to be in high school?
When I was in high school,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, hot take. When I was in high school, I used to daydream about being gigantic and what it would mean if I was just a giant.
Yeah, sure.
But then I would think of semantics. I'm like, where do I go to the bathroom?
Right.
And I feel
like, the nitty gritty.
Yeah. I feel like I would just go into a lake, probably like ruin some really nice lakes.
Yeah. Well, and then are people watching you?
Yeah. Like all these rich people, like lakefront properties.
Could you take a shit if there's just all these people watching your giant ass shit?
Well, I would assume that I would be hungover all the time.
Yeah.
Because I would.
Although, how much liquor would you have to consume to get drunk?
Well, I would destroy cities if they did not give me the liquor. That's part of the fun of being a giant.
How big were you as a giant? Were you Godzilla size? Were you like.
Not Godzilla size, but like, I would say like 10 stories.
Okay, much bigger. See, when you first said giant, I was thinking like, I don't know, 12 foot.
Oh, no. But you're just thinking like golem size? Like golem from the fucking movie?
Exactly.
Yeah, like a statue?
Yeah.
No. I'm thinking like 10-story, like a giant.
You're a fucking giant. Yeah.
I could smash stuff.
Okay.
Like,
sure.
I could just walk on you and that would just feel like saltines under me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's how big I was thinking. So I could threaten small towns.
For sure.
To give me all their beer and maybe a couple of virgins. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Again, logistics.
Yeah. And then I would get drunk.
If you're 10 stories tall and everything's proportional.
Exactly. Yeah. I just have a giant cock. That's how it works.
Yeah.
I would talk about it all the time and I would make them measure it.
And everyone's like, well, really, proportionally, it's not that impressive. And you're like, no, it's the biggest cock in the world.
Say it in feet. Say it in feet, please. 6.5 feet? Yes.
Yes.
Who else here has a 6.5 foot cock?
Well, sir, no one else here is 50 feet tall.
Bring like, me
shut
your,
up.
Bring me your biggest cock guy. Yeah. I want to compare. And then I would just wake up in the morning and take a shit in a very nice lake.
Yeah.
And
so many golf resorts just ruined.
Like, it's just like a rich guy coming out with coffee and he's like, God damn it. You just see like birds flying around my head.
Oh,
and just,
man.
I'm in the fog, like sitting down in the lake.
It's just the fucking doctor character from Caddyshack getting super angry.
You. Just shaking all this water off my head and just all these birds around me. See? I would spend like 2.5 hours thinking that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just zoning out on what if I was 10 stories. But anyway, yes, Terminator 2 cartoon.
It should have happened.
Should have happened.
But an Ace Ventura cartoon did happen, evidently. I have no memory of this.
No, apparently it was terrible, though. I mean, I remember the way it looked, and it looked bad. You know, if I were going to compare it to anything, I would compare it to probably the Napoleon Dynamite cartoon.
Or, that's another thing that people forget happened.
Yeah, exactly, because we were all like, we don't want this.
No.
And they're like, no, you get to have it.
You want
like,
this.
No, we don't really want
it. Oh, yeah, here's so also masturbation jokes this movie for five-year-olds.
So anyway, after the girl puts her vagina in his face.
Yeah.
And then he, like, charms her a little bit, and they're shooting spitballs at this guy. She pops her boobs out again in a weird movie for kids, probably. And then it cuts to him jerking off in his tent.
Yep.
Just so he can get caught, because it's very funny to get caught jerking off.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny.
That's more terrifying than...
It was funny in Tommy Boy.
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway. Again, more terrifying than anything.
Yeah. I mean...
When I was 12 and watching this movie, that was like fucking fear number one.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but that's your mom, though. Nowadays, if every time that me and you have slept in a room together, I'm always like, if I jerk off, if he catches me, is it going to be weird?
I mean, it would be a little weird, but we'd also have a good laugh about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See? So maybe that's what he's banking on.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, I've masturbated every single time that we've ever...
Yeah, it explains a lot of things. Yeah. Explains a lot of, like, stains on my clothes afterwards.
Yeah. A little weird rhythmic noises. Yeah. They're just super, super low, so you don't know if they're, like, me
I'm just like, is he snoring? Or what's going on over there?
Night terrors? Yeah.
He's having a real crazy dream out there.
And it's just like one big sigh.
Yeah. Oh, good. He's finally settled down.
Yeah. Little guy.
He's all tuckered out.
He's all tuckered out now. He's finally done. Well, now you know.
Now I know.
But anyway, so then they go looking for the bat. And then this is the part you were talking about. Oh, yeah.
This is the part that actually good jokes. Two good jokes, because he has the torch and the metal, right?
Also, they tell him it's a great white bat, which makes a difference to him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got the torch, and he goes in there, and he's like, everything is going to be fine. Like, keep it together. Don't be afraid. And as soon as he hears bats making noises, he, like, throws the fucking torch. Oh, no, he's, like, banking on the metal, right?
Yeah.
He's like,
as long as I have this, nothing will... And he throws the metal.
And he throws the metal. It's really funny. Also pays off again later.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's again, it's like one of those reversal jokes. One of those reversal jokes that I like. It's just kind of like...
No, this is a good joke. Yeah. This is a good set. This is an actual joke. See, that's the difference in this movie, I feel like, when jokes land versus when they don't land, is that there are jokes written in this movie that are clearly jokes where they sit down and they're like, all right, set up, punchline, here's where the funny happens. And then there are... 100 jokes in this movie that are just like, Jim will figure something out.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, there's a lot of just like, Jim Carrey's putting a lot of shit in his mouth.
Yeah, and like, exactly.
It's funny.
he's going to do some weird expressions. I don't know. His eyes will bulge 20 feet out of his fucking skull because he's a cartoon human.
Because he's a mask.
Yeah.
That's why he was kind of perfect for the mask, even though that movie's just kind of okay. What do you think? What's Jim Carrey's best movie?
Who? What is Jim Carrey's
best? I mean, he's made some really good dramatic stuff.
He has made... I mean, I like... We mentioned Man on the Moon. I like Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon a lot, yeah.
You know, I liked Truman Show. I did like The Mask and Liar Liar, all right? They were both pretty...
I actually hate Liar Liar.
I haven't seen those movies.
I think Liar Liar is fucking terrible.
It might be. I have not seen it since it came out.
Yeah.
I saw it in the theaters with... I'm pretty sure with my dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was funny. And that's the last time I ever saw it, so...
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, if you watch it again...
Yeah.
No, I don't like... I like Man of the Moon a lot. I obviously, Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah, oh, that's good, too. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Eternal Sunshine is really good. But, I mean, if you're talking about performance, Man of the Moon is probably the best
performance. That's his best performance, yeah.
Where do you put, like, Dumb and Dumber?
Eh.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's
all
right.
When Dumb and Dumber came out, everybody that I knew was all about fucking Dumb and Dumber. That's, like, the thing that everybody was...
Oh, yeah, I know. I remember.
Same thing with Ace Ventura.
Yeah. No, they were both... I mean, again, this... especially among our age group, because we were both, in our, like, middle school times?
Nope. All right, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Grade school, middle school, high school, somewhere in there. But
that's what this movie's for, right? This movie is for 10-year-olds that your parents let you watch a PG-13 movie.
No, this is definitely a movie for 10-year-olds that managed to, like, watch HBO when their parents weren't around.
Well,
or something like that.
I feel like if my dad was there watching this, he'd be like,
he'd be fine with it. It's fine. Yeah, it's just your mom you have to worry about.
And you get some jokes in there that are... borderline inappropriate, but you also get some jokes in there that the dad can laugh at, you know?
Yeah.
Again, there's a part where the monkey frees the monkey so the monkey can let him loose, and the monkey just leaves him, which is pretty funny. And again, the monkey guard that keeps falling asleep at the thing, but they keep keeping him a guard.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty funny. And obviously the rhino thing, which is
famous.
Very famous.
And very weird.
And yeah, super fucking weird. And yeah. One of my favorite things in this fucking movie. And again, Sacha Baron Cohen did that Grimsley Brothers one where they do like a crazier, like a elephant vagina version of it, which I also thought was funny, but it clearly borrows a lot from like this like weird wildlife thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But anyway, so we go from the bad stuff into like a montage of him just
detectives, detective weird stuff, shit,
which is just doing animal shit. Pretty much. Just like hanging out with lions.
Yeah, yeah.
Hanging out with monkeys.
Yeah.
I don't know. Annoying.
He goes
Greenwall.
Yeah.
Which he does a whole bunch.
He goes. It's the opposite of skydiving. It's sky climbing.
Yeah.
And he's like got the parachute and the guy's driving and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like parasailing or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Parasailing. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
It's like dry parasailing.
Yeah.
Because it's not water.
Because there's no water.
Yeah. We get a montage, we get the song and everything, and then that's when we go into the rhino thing.
Yeah.
So he has a motorized rhino.
Where did he get this? We don't know.
Very funny. Yeah. Again.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's very hot inside. No air conditioning and this fan breaks.
I like he has one little fan.
Yeah.
And then that fan breaks and it gets super fucking hot in there. But he's spying on the main guy.
Which their conversation must go on for 8 hours? 20 hours? How long does this fucking conversation go on where all they're doing is discussing like payment?
I mean, it's the Arizona. It's the African. It's the African sun. It's the African sun, you know. It gets hot. There's specifically a shot of the sun,
right.
And then a shot of the rhino, clearly stating to us that the sun is very hot.
Well, sure, the sun is very hot
in the rhino.
I'm sure it is, but for it to be so hot within the 60 seconds this conversation should take for him to completely strip down and then have to escape out the ass
because he lost a tiny little fan.
Yeah.
Also, this is the weird, surreal thing that I'm talking about, where he's just got a weird robotic fucking rhino that he's inside of,
yeah.
Out of nowhere, and he's just like, don't mind me, just a little rhino.
Yep.
Like, it's such an extreme thing to do to spy on somebody that it's clear that that's why they did it.
That in and of itself, like, the it comes out of nowhere aspect, okay.
Yeah.
It's a weird, surreal comedy.
So then we get the ass joke where he finds out that he can get out through the ass. It's funny looking. It's a slapstick, over-the-top comedy.
Yeah.
Where it's very visual. And
yes.
Very much like it is. But then we get like the family watching
it. Yeah. I mean, that's what makes the joke
work. Which makes
the
joke. Yeah, exactly. Because they're like, oh my God, this rhino's giving birth. And to them, a human man, a naked human man
out of a rhino,
comes out.
And, an adult human.
An adult human man comes out. And that's Will Ferrell. Like SNL skit type of shit.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I watched this shit, this was the scene that I like hurt my ribs.
Laughing.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
I thought it was super fucking funny. And it's super weird. And watching it now,
weird. It is a very bizarre scene. It is. I mean, I have to give it up. This scene is so weird and so.
Yeah, like surreal extreme
comedy. Yeah, it does work to some degree on that level. And the expression when Jim Carrey's head first sticks out and they cut back to the dad and he just has this expression on his face like, all sense in the universe is gone. that's a good edit.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know. It's one of those things where on paper, you're just like, oh yeah, he comes out of the rhino's ass.
Yeah.
But you bank a lot on Jim Carrey.
On Jim Carrey, yeah.
But also, like, you kind of get like some good shit. You get some gold in the whole thing. Like it's you cast a good family to watch it, and it gets so fucking weird. And when you think about it, what a fucking awesome weird thing to just like this white family just showed up on safari and they see a full grown human naked man
pop out of a rhino's ass. Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
Then we meet our, fifth villain, sixth villain of the movie?
Yeah, the guy in white.
The fucking, not the dean. What do you call someone who runs a prison? The warden.
The warden in Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, the warden in Shawshank, yeah.
Yeah, the warden in Shawshank Redemption, and Ace Ventura kidnaps him using his monkey Spike.
Right.
Who Spike kind of hates Ace Ventura, like everybody else does.
Yeah, right? And again, he should.
Again, in the first one, Spike loves Ace Ventura.
Yeah, Spike's his like best friend.
In the second one, everybody hates Ace Ventura, so Spike hates him.
It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. He kidnaps him. He tortures him by making funny torture stuff, like touching his own eyeball and using a knife on a plate. Till he tells him, like, oh, no, I just wanted the bat for an attraction. Like, I didn't want to start a war or anything like that. I just wanted to have like a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, so, all right, that's fine then. And then he does that joke, which I, again, another one of those jokes, which I like. It's kind of reversal when he's like, all right, I'm just going to tell you, I'm very, 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 very. And then it cuts to him getting thrown out of a moving car.
Yeah.
And he's like, sorry. And he just gets thrown out. Which, again, later when he's like, arrest him. Like, it's like weird, kind of like deadpan jokes from him that I think land pretty funny. I understand what you're saying about him about it being muddled.
Yeah. No, it's muddled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, there are jokes. There are good jokes in this movie.
And then he gets shot with the darts. Which again,
he gets some Jim Carrey stuff.
He gets some Jim Carrey. He's like, three darts is too much. And then he gets shouted, hey, yeah. Darts. Yeah. He wakes up and they find out he has to go to the tribe because the darts are from the other tribe.
Right, right.
So this is the weird, again, more 19th century tribesmen.
Yes. Well, and this is also the weird moment where Ace Ventura suddenly stops being the annoying weirdo and becomes the straight man that's put upon by the other weird people. The translator, the kid from... The chief's son
from the other tribe
comes with him to translate, and he's like being the funny, weird, out of place guy. Yeah. And Jim Carrey's being like the straight man, like, wait, what?
I can't help but notice that you just referred to me as White Devil. Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, commitment to the bit. So what happens is he goes in and he's like, I'll go in incognito, like I'll blend right in. And he goes in and they're like having this weird like death party.
Yeah, they're doing the whole dance, and
he sees a mask, like,
tribal dance.
He puts a mask, and instead of just blending in, he goes full fucking Ace Ventura. Yeah. So he's committed to the bit.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if he gets caught or not. He's just being annoying.
Doesn't he care if he's being caught? Or
no, because he's still like being way over the
top.
He's being way over the top,
but I think that's just him. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the not caring if he gets caught. Like, he's like, I'm committed to the bit now.
Yeah.
The bit is funny enough. I'm going in.
It is not bad.
Yeah, I'm going full in. He gets caught.
Although, actually, even that, I feel like it goes... like, he's just so big all the time, even when you don't need to be. You could have done that joke so much more subtle if it's just like, you know, black dude, obviously white guy coming in, trying to act like incognito, and everyone just kind of deadpan staring at him. I feel like would be so much funnier than 30 seconds of Jim Carrey just being
an idiot.
Yeah.
And then, like, standing way out.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you that. But will 14-year-olds like that?
That's a good point. that's our bread and butter.
Yeah. Actually, it's like 11-year-olds.
It's 11-year-olds, yeah.
Will 11-year-olds like that?
Yeah. Will 5th and 6th graders
get
pretend to do that in front of their friends?
Yeah, exactly. Like, reenact those scenes. Mm-hmm. If you're doing, like, all deadpan straight jokes.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
What if you put the, like, let's say you put Frank Drebin in this part.
Oh, this movie becomes so much better.
Because he's deadpan the whole time?
Yes. I feel like, yes, the insanity of this movie, if you have a deadpan main character, would work so much better.
Even the slinky joke?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
I guess maybe. Yeah. But this is the same type of movie. Like, it's the same
Well, but even when you think of... Well, yeah, it is. But, like, think about Kung Pao.
Yeah.
Kung Pao, Steve Odenkirk plays the main character as well.
Yeah.
Plays it straight.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. But you can't do that with Jim Carrey because, you know.
It's Jim Carrey. I get it. But I'm just saying. Maybe that's why they never worked together again. Maybe they realized that it wasn't a good fit. I don't know.
You know, Ace Ventura's committed to the bit. I like that. He gets caught and he has to do these rites of passage.
Right.
He beats the rites of passage by cheating in various ways. Well, and also hurting a lot of people.
Yeah, hurting a lot of people. And being suddenly very competent at a lot of things.
Yeah, he's always been competent.
I guess.
Well, I mean, what stuff was he not competent? He's just been like silly and stupid and over the top. But he's always been a good pet detective.
All right, fair enough. He did catch the Miami Dolphin.
Yeah.
So, right? Solve the case of the Miami Dolphin.
He found the dolphin, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really remember that movie.
Do the Miami Dolphins have a dolphin?
Sure. I don't know.
Do the Bills have a bill?
No. Maybe they do. Look, things are weird with COVID now. COVID, there's not even a crowd.
We're like recording this after the election, so everything is fucking weird, like right after the election.
Yeah.
I mean, go Bills, you know.
Go Bills, obviously well. Go Bills.
Yeah. Go Bills are doing well. They deserve it.
Yeah, sure.
They deserve it. They lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. That's ridiculous. Row, yeah. It destroyed their city. They have nothing else.
they really don't.
What's in Buffalo, New York?
Just snow and football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also not even like...
And wings, right? Buffalo wings, I guess. I don't know.
Is that where they're from?
I'm saying it is now.
I assume that Buffalo Bill invented them.
Yeah, probably.
Right? He invented them?
Yeah.
Like, put some stuff
Buffalo in. Bill, while he was shooting buffaloes, invented wings.
Yeah. It was just like, also, here's some wings.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you shot like 48 buffaloes. Yeah. Yeah,
it's also, like, I'm not going to eat any of those, though. I got these chicken wings. Yeah, I dipped them in sauce.
I just have like the one small part of a chicken wing, and that's the one. That's all you get. That's all you get, guys. And then I was like, man, you should just do this instead of killing all the buffalo. And then he's like, nah, I like the buffalo stuff. Like, the buffalo killing is pretty
good. It's pretty fun. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I gotta admit, it's a lot of fun.
They don't even fight. Like, yeah. They just stand there. Nobody's ever shot them before, so I have no idea what gunshots are. Like, dogs know what gunshots are. Buffaloes, no idea.
No idea.
They're just taking shots to the face. No idea. They're not even running away. One of them
shot one of them next to him. Just no, looked at no me. No idea. Just looked at me. Yeah. Shot him in the face, even too.
Antelope run away. Not these buffalo. But anyway, so he gets caught. Like you said, the tribe's guy, he has to translate for him, which doesn't do a very good job.
Yeah.
Gets him in trouble.
Couple, like you said, a couple good jokes in there. Couple the whole white jokes. Devil thing. Yeah.
It was like they referred to you as white devil. And then he calls him that same fucking thing. And he's like, I couldn't help but notice that you referred to me as white devil. Maybe don't do that. In Quechua. Like, well,
that's how they know you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's how they know you. He has to do like log rolling, which is weird in Africa. Because I always thought log rolling was an Irish thing.
I don't know.
Isn't aren't you or Scottish? Isn't that a Scottish thing? Isn't log stuff a Scottish thing?
I mean, they toss logs, yeah.
Don't they also cut logs and the stand?
Well, I mean,
logs?
I think everybody cuts logs. That's how they build stuff.
Yeah, but like competitively,
probably.
Aren't they the ones that do like the hacking?
Are you thinking of lumberjacks? Yeah. Are you thinking of Canadians?
No, am I thinking of Canucks? Maybe. have I been confusing Scottish and lumberjacks? Canadians this whole time. Maybe. I don't know. They're both possible. They're cutting logs all the time. That's
yeah, they are a big log cutting community.
Yeah. He has to like roll the log. He has to walk the hot coals, which he just does by pushing a guy down on the coals and then walking on top of him.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Some not bad like visual gags. He has to, at one point, again, this is one of the things I appreciate about this fucking movie, is that it just goes fucking weird out of nowhere for no reason. There's a scene where he puts his fist inside of a guy's mouth.
Yeah.
All the way down his throat and pulls out an apple core, which, again, is a Looney Tunes term for food.
Yep.
Yeah, like, what's inside of a fucking cartoon stomach? It's a fishbone with the head, an apple core, and then something weird, like maybe like a horseshoe or something like that. You know, something that's supposed to be in the stomach. He reaches into the guy's stomach with his full fist. They built a fake guy. Special effects did a really good job.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Looks good. An
open mouth face guy that he can put his.
And
whole
they didn't
arm
have that
into.
Much money because most of it went to Jim Carrey.
Yeah, half of the budget goes to Jim Carrey. I think. And then this is kind of what you're talking about with the like straddling the line. Then he grabs a pregnant lady and smushes her stomach,
and the baby pops
out. So the baby pops out.
Yeah.
And then the guy that catches the baby like gives him a thumbs up. Super, again, super fucking weird.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's a super weird, super kind of like surreal bit that you don't have to put in there, but it's so fucking weird that I really appreciate it. It's over the top, and it's kind of what I like to see. I like my shit to get fucking weird, and Jim Carrey gets weird.
He does. Yeah. He does.
So then he has to go down
again,
to like...
Again, spends 15 years becoming a painter.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's all he could do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when method actors have to be cobblers. And
yeah. Yeah. Fucking Daniel Day-Lewis has to make clothes for the next 5 years before he's finally out of it.
Before he's ready to play another role.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he goes...
Why couldn't he have just become the president?
Oh, man. He was like Lincoln, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why didn't he just like Lincoln it up and run in fucking 2016?
Too serious, dude. I would always be like, this guy's dragging me down. He's way too intense. I don't know. Like, I want like some lightheartedness somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Maybe a joke here or two. Obama used to make jokes all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bush was funny to look at. He was
Bush was a funny guy. Yeah, Bush made jokes.
He was a funny guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Clinton, obviously.
Oh, Clinton's a
funniest guy. Clinton was a joke a minute.
Yeah, yeah, that's why we elected him. We're ready for that. Again, the 90s. We're ready for a next return.
Clinton would go out there and be like, and I'd like to thank my lovely wife for being here. God damn it.
Everyone's like, hilarious. He doesn't like his wife.
He doesn't like his wife at all. She's not lovely.
He's like, I'm going to eat a cheeseburger. And we're like, ah, he's kind of chubby. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, he's a fat guy. We like a fat guy over here.
Then he fucked the lady with the cigar.
Yes, he did.
He sure? I mean, he's the only one that got caught doing it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Obviously, we know. JFK. Come on.
Yeah, come on. He's JFK.
Yeah. He's getting it in.
FDR, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Theodore Roosevelt.
It's like, it may be hard for me to get up out this wheelchair, but it's not hard for me to get up, if you know what I'm saying.
As long as, exactly. I'm sure, how was he in the wheelchair? Was he, born that way, or did he
No, he had,
diabetes?
No, it wasn't diabetes. He had, MD, right? Muscular dystrophy, right? He had, it was, degenerative over the years.
You think every time they're like, you're going to need a wheelchair, you think he was just like, is my dick going to work? Because I feel like
that's absolutely.
Yeah. I would eventually, again, we've said this before, I can't wait till my dick doesn't work.
So you can focus on the real things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I can use my brain to do brain shit. But yeah, I feel like every time I would be like, but I would always kind of be hoping.
Yeah.
Be hoping to tell me no, this is not your fault. Your dick no longer works because of your MD. And I'm like, oh no, that sucks. But now I can do some shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, now, women don't have any power over me anymore. Which they 100% do now.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
All the power.
God damn it.
Yeah. But we wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
Anyway, so he gets thrown into the Thunderdome.
Yeah. He has Wolverine hair, fights a weird, crazy guy.
Well, it's Tommy Davidson.
It is Tommy Davidson. You're right.
Tommy Davidson, also from Let Me Call It.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And Tommy Davidson's a funny guy. He gets set up to be this weird little squirrel guy where everyone's afraid of him. Yeah, it's a good bit. Yeah.
It's the classic bit where they bring out the big guy, but it's not the big guy, it's the little guy, and he's crazy.
Yeah, and he's and he kind of kicks his ass a lot. They do this bit again, which I think is really funny, when he gets his spear, and then Jim Carrey is like, go ahead, I have the reflexes of a mongoose, and the strength of a bear, or whatever. And then the guy throws a spear and it immediately just goes into his leg.
Yes.
He does nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
And then he tells the other guy to throw him a spear and he gets him in the other leg. It's pretty funny. Come on. You got to admit.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's a pretty funny bit. And his reaction is so crazy over the top.
Yeah.
And then it's a pretty funny bit.
In isolated incidents, again, this movie has good jokes. It's just, as taken as a whole, when you've just watched 5 minutes of jokes that didn't land, it makes it harder to laugh at the jokes that land.
Jokes that do land?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of funny jokes.
There's a lot of jokes.
It's all jokes. Maybe that's the thing, is that you get exhausted from all the jokes.
Yeah, that's me. Exhausted from jokes.
Yeah, that's you.
You son of a bitch.
Maybe you're just such a fucking bring down.
Yeah, I mean, I
hate
jokes. I hate jokes. I hate humor.
Yeah. You only Terminator 2.
Exactly. I'm a very serious, film goer. I want to see high drama. I want to see, religious allegory and
some Holocaust stuff.
Holocaust. Holocaust love stuff? Me some Holocaust.
For the cinematic
sounds
aspect.
Very weird. Yeah. Sad. Do not cut that out and paste that somewhere out of context.
I love Holocaust.
Just a big Holocaust fan over here.
I'm a Holocaust guy.
I love a good
what
Holocaust.
What can
they
say? I'm a Holocaust guy.
I just can't tell you why. I just love a good Holocaust.
I love a good Holocaust. Oh, my God. I love a good Holocaust. It's a very quotable thing to say.
So he leaves the tribe. He passes the test. He fails the test, but they laugh a lot.
Him
yeah,
so much.
That he passes.
Just like America did, that he passes.
Yep.
America laughed at him so much.
Just like America, Ace Ventura fails and yet still wins.
Yeah, exactly. But he's so funny that we're just like, it's fine.
Yeah. So funny.
But then he puts together that the dart that they shot him with before is not the same dart that the tribe uses.
Yeah.
Then he ends up getting kidnapped by the Australian guys, by our helicopter boy.
Yeah.
Bruce Spence. From Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
They kidnap him. They tie him to a raft. They send him out there in good old-fashioned super villainy style.
Yep. Classic.
They also tie the monkey down, which is very funny, instead of just smashing his head with a rock, which obviously I would do.
Wow, you just admitted that on a fucking thing on the internet.
I mean, he's just a monkey, man. There's 4,800 of them out there around them.
Yeah.
But this one's Spike, so we like him.
We do.
So then he's tied, and then so Ace Ventura, like, releases him so that Spike will free him.
Right. Does not do that.
That's not, he fucking bails on him, yeah, which is pretty funny. It's again, another reversal where the monkey's just like, nah, fuck you, dude. Yeah. Because, again...
Now everyone hates
nobody
him.
Nobody likes yeah. him. Yeah. And again, when I've heard things about this movie, everybody hates Ace Ventura in this movie.
Yeah. Do you like this movie better than the first movie?
I don't, but I do put this movie in that weird category of different than, but just as good.
Just as good.
Just as good as the first one, yeah. Adam's Family 2 is like that for me.
I mean, I don't particularly like the first one either, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, Adam's Family 2 is like that for me. Hot take, I think Anchorman 2 is really fucking good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And that's, I think it's just as good as the first one.
Surprising. Is a hot take.
Yeah, people will fucking not agree with me on that.
Yeah, no. No one's going to agree with you.
No one's going to agree. But it's not one of those sequels that I think is different, but just as funny. The only thing that I don't really like about this movie, other than like a lot of the dumb jokes and stuff, is the throwback jokes. The ass talking. Yeah. The La Hooser stuff. Even though I really, really think it's funny when he does it, the backwards thing, where he solves the case and he's like rewinds it and says it backwards. I think it's really fucking funny. But it's a rehash from the first movie. So any of the rehash stuff I don't like, but it's such a weird fucking sequel that I really appreciate this movie a lot.
Fair enough. And I guess in concept, if not in execution. And yes, I think we've... both talked about in length how much callbacks have ruined any chances of sequels being good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unnecessary and stupid. If you have the character already, the character is the callback.
Yeah. Like, so we're watching a sequel. We know. It's Terminator or it's Rambo. We get it. Yeah. We know who the fuck it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we don't have to do the same fucking joke, especially in comedies.
Comedies have the knack of upping
the same joke from the first one that landed.
Yeah.
And like, come up with some new jokes, man.
Just make a new joke. I mean, it's hard, but
Austin Powers is the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Spy Who Shagged Me, I think, is just as good as the first one.
That's true.
But different, yeah.
But different, yeah. But and that one also does have a lot of callback jokes.
Yep. Yeah. And it's got, again, it's like, oh, what if we do the same joke but bigger?
But bigger, yeah.
And I get why you do that, but I'm like, write some new jokes, man.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's why I like these movies, is because the jokes that aren't the rehash are the jokes that are the funniest things. Like, there's no him coming out of an animal in the first one.
Right, right.
And then that's the most memorable thing in this one. It's the same thing with, like, Ace Ventura. Like, the dick flying, the dick ship joke where they're just like, that looks like a big pecker.
And like in Austin Powers.
In Austin Powers. That's not those aren't the jokes that I remember. It's the new shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the silhouette putting stuff in his ass and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So like,
well, and it's Heather Graham, be honest.
It's Heather, yeah. And it's post Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Roller Girl Heather Graham, which is the best. But yeah, no, that's where I put this movie. So anyway, he can't figure out the case. He can't figure out where.
So Dr. Strange is over to the monk. He gets some stuff.
Super fucking weird and surreal.
Very much so.
No fucking sense. Also, I like the scene because he does like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
Where he like floats over back to the monastery.
Yeah.
And then Spike is with him.
Right.
And it's clearly just a tied monkey.
Yep.
Like, it's a kind of a monkey freaking out. Like, floating next to him. And there's times where I'm just like, let that monkey fucking loose. Like, it's just a monkey kicking and shit. And
he's
like,
not happy. Yeah. That's not how monkeys do.
Yeah. Also,
it's not how monkeys be.
They use that take.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the only take they had.
See, they use a take of a monkey just freaking out floating in midair.
Because they're holding him up and he's like, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. I'm a fucking monkey. Get the fuck off me.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It's funny. but also, this has another funny joke where the monk is like, use a medallion. And he threw the medallion right there. Yeah. Again, another reversal joke.
Yeah.
But then he realizes, oh, it's the guano.
Yeah. And he figures it all out that it's the original bad guy, which we knew was the bad guy. Because, again, rich fucking British dude.
Yeah, he's a big bad. Also, we didn't talk about guano. They bring guano up a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. They eat it a bunch. It's bad shit. We know it's bad shit.
They don't need it. They make the bowls out of it.
Well, yeah. No, they eat it, too. It's like a paste.
It's fruit paste. And he's like, this is an interesting bowl. And he's like, it's made of guano. It's the bowls that are made of.
Oh, I thought the fruit paste was, too.
Even later when they give him the water, he like drinks it, he's like, puh, guano bowl.
Yeah.
Like it's the...
Okay, well, either way.
Yeah, either way.
The whole joke is poop.
Guano's bad shit. Yeah, exactly. Which is it's actually like a real thing that
it's
like
useful.
The number one like source for like fertilizer and shit. Like, guano's actually incredibly like useful and expensive.
Yeah, it is.
So he figures
out... But also, poop.
Also, it's very funny it's that poop. It's poop. Yeah. You can't have an Ace Ventura movie without poop jokes.
I suppose not. Is there a lot of poop jokes in the first one? I do not remember. Is there a lot of dolphin pooping?
Actually, no. I don't think there's a lot of poop jokes. There's a lot of animal jokes. There's a transsexual.
Does Dan Marino poop all over something? I mean, besides his team's playoff chances, only 90s kids will get that one because Dan Marino's been retired for 20 years.
Yep. Did he retire as a Dolphin?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he played his whole career there. If I'm
no
not
shit.
Mistaken.
Really? He never moved around?
I don't think
so. That's kind of unheard of.
Yeah. No, it's totally unheard of. Yeah.
You think nowadays, Jordan would have just been like a fucking Jazz or something like
probably.
That.
Probably.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They move these motherfuckers around.
Yeah.
But in the first one, there was not a lot of poop jokes. There was a lot of tranny jokes.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of that. That was just the joke.
Yeah, sure.
Like the joke is that she's got a dick.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking insane?
Yeah. Like we talked today in Smokey and the Bandit, there's a whole joke where the guy is gay, and they don't do anything with that joke.
That's the joke.
It's just, you see that? He's gay.
Imagine Burt Reynolds dealing with a gay guy, and they're like, yes, hilarious, put that shit in, write it in. Yeah, that's the whole joke.
Should we make a joke about it? Is he going to be like effeminate in some way, or like over the top?
Or you think he's gay, but he's married.
Married, or what?
He's just a gay guy.
It's just that's the joke. We don't need a further joke than that.
We've been doing this joke for 500 years, sir. This is a time-tested
joke. It was back to the days of Charlemagne. It does.
Yep. About how funny it is for a guy to be gay.
Yep.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
I mean, in fairness. It's hilarious.
I mean, when Betty Hill did, it was very funny. that was all the jokes in the first one. There was not a lot of poop jokes. It was all animal and transsexual jokes.
Okay.
And also, again, like the bad guys not liking him. But the good guys.
And being kind of annoying.
Yeah, the good guys. And this one, everybody hates him. So he goes, he finally figures it out. He confronts the main guy. And
this is the part you like where it's the arrest him.
Yeah.
Arrest him. Come on.
Hey, where he tells him, like, oh, no, you're doing this because you want all the money from the guano. And he's like, you caught me, and I just hired you to cover my tracks and stuff like that. And he's like, all right, arrest him. And then the guy doesn't do anything. He's like, arrest him. And then he doesn't do anything. And then he does the great joke where he's like, Greenwald, turn off the lights. And he, like, shimmies and he's like, it's the switch on the left. Do it now. And he shivers again. And
is that
like,
this time or next time? I don't. There's like two times where this happens. But yes, right.
Maybe it's the next one. Yeah. Where it's like, do it now. And then, I think you're
Everyone just stares at him.
No, yeah. And everybody's just looking at him. And he's like, it's a switch on the left. Do it now. And then he doesn't do it. And then he's like,
a bunch of barrel rolls. Yeah.
And then he gets up and he's like, all right, let's go to gym.
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty funny joke.
Yeah.
Again, it's another reversal. And it's really funny it's a funny thing to just have everybody watching him while he's doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
And no results. And then he uses the elephant to get away because our animals love him.
Right.
Because he loves animals and they know.
They know, evidently. Even though he has had no interactions with this elephant, right?
No, he did earlier. He
He told him to sit.
He told him to sit in the same thing.
And he sat.
Yeah. You know, he watches. He pays attention.
Yeah.
He also does a thing where we get a car chase at the end of this movie.
Right.
He gets in the car. He leaves the big bag. Big bad guy is following him around in it. There's a lot of dumb jokes, and it's not a very good car chase. But he does do the thing. Well, before this, actually.
The rolling.
He does a thing where he rolls and he lands it and he still does it like a glove. Again, commitment to the bit.
Yeah.
He wrecked the car. He's barely alive.
Yeah.
He like still says the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's committed, man. I'm telling you, he's committed. The bad guy is trying to get away. He catches the bad guy. The cage with the fucking bat flies off, lands in the thing. And then, like you said, bad guy gets raped by a fucking monkey.
By a gorilla. Yeah.
Because how else do bad guys in these type of movies end up? They usually get kicked by a horse.
Sure. I mean, I was... Catapulted. Yeah, the tribe could have gotten to him.
No, the tribe gets to Ace Ventura.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, he gets to the tribe. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
He does do the ass-talking thing, but Tarzan style.
Yeah, that's not great.
Because, again, you got to do the joke.
They go on the car chase, raped by a gorilla...
He gets raped by a gorilla.
Yeah. And then, like you said, it ends with the whole tribe finally getting together for the marriage.
Yeah. They have the monkey, the bat again.
Yeah.
And everything
Because he
fine.
Ran through there with the bat because he found it and he brought it home and,
Then Pete Davidson goes in with that girl and he's like, oh.
Not Pete Davidson, but sure.
Yeah, well, the guy.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
I mean, yeah, sure. Why not?
I'm gonna back on this one. It's Tommy Davidson. Sorry.
No, I think I like Pete Davidson better.
Yeah, actually, like, he would be like, what, 4 years old? 4 year old Pete Davidson?
No, I like now Pete Davidson. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 4 year old Pete Davidson just goes in there.
I mean, you know, I'm a big Pete Davidson guy.
Yeah, you are. For some reason.
Yeah. He's just a funny guy. I don't know. I like his Chad character.
Chad was funny once or twice.
Chad's funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's like most SNL skits. They run into the ground. Yeah.
Obviously, Ace Ventura uses all the animals. But anyway, Tommy Davidson goes in and then he comes out and he's like, she's not a virgin. And he's like, oh, they can tell. And then he gets chased by the tribe.
Yeah.
And then that's how the movie ends.
Yep. So back-to-back sex jokes for this movie for sixth graders.
Again, when you're 11 years old, back-to-back sex jokes.
It's what you want. Yep. Actually, I have this argument all the time when it comes to comic books where they're like, oh, you don't want that stuff in comics for kids. And it's like, no, that's what kids want.
Yeah, exactly. You want
that's definitely what I wanted when I was a kid. I wanted some fucking skimpy outfits and like,
want just like the hint of it. Yeah. You don't want like the, I mean, because I think like real on sex just makes you uncomfortable when you're
sure,
age.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to handle it, but you know, like you just want the hint of
the hint, sure.
The hint of monkey rape.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in sixth grade.
That's all you were jacking to is the hint of monkey rape. Yeah.
The hint of gorilla rape is all I really wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was
all of your sketchbooks is just drawing of like gorilla man question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah, like not full on rape because I didn't know how sex worked.
I didn't know how sex worked, but
just like weirdness. Yeah,
just like holding him very tightly.
Or like being behind him.
Yeah.
With his arms wrapped around him.
Exactly.
And just like maybe just not. Just like
putting their faces together and you're not really sure how that works, yeah. But.
Just like my weird obsession with fucking gorilla rape. In sixth grade, yep.
Yeah.
That's where this movie... That's why it
sounds like you.
So I like this movie so much.
Yeah. Oh, this is another part, actually, because we got the movie playing while we're talking.
Yeah.
The part where he gets in the big wheel, like the monster truck.
Monster truck, yeah.
And then he doesn't run the dude over.
Yeah, no, it was just to put Jim Carrey in a big truck.
You got to run the dude over, man.
That's true.
You got to run over the car. You got to run some shit over. You're in a fucking monster truck.
You're correct. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes absolutely no sense that he's in that monster truck because all the bits are still Jim Carrey bits.
Yeah.
They're not monster truck bits. Like, he's not running over other stuff
either. Right. Yes. There could have been other cars. There could have been his fucking robot rhino could have been there. He could have run that shit over.
Oh, he should have gotten into the robot rhino and ran and then chased him in the robot rhino.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. He doesn't run over anything. It's just like, what if he gets in a monster truck, which is a weird, lame joke. I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
That's a big fail on this movie. They don't use it other than in the 90s, monster trucks are a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
It's because, you know.
I'm surprised the fucking...
They'll sell you the whole seat.
Yeah.
You'll only need that edge.
I'm surprised fucking Bret the Hitman Hart isn't in this fucking movie.
It would be a lot better if he was. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. If you're just going by what the fuck is popular in the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. In 1995.
It was just monster trucks and a gorilla rape.
Gorilla rape, yeah. Yes.
Super popular.
Again, if you look at Francisco sketchbooks,
yeah,
the most popular
1995 Francisco sketchbooks.
Yeah. That's what they did, actually, when they came up with the conclusion of this movie.
I had it on the brain. What was I going to be fucking watching? I don't know what was happening in 95. Waco, Texas. No, that was like 92 or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember when that was. That might have been 95. It was around the time.
I'm pretty sure it was like 92.
Yeah, you could be right.
Well, what happened in 95? Do you remember anything in 95?
I don't know.
Did you join band in 95?
Is that what happened? No. Come on. I was a cool kid.
Football?
Yeah, I was in football, actually.
Yep.
But the joke was going to be I was a cool kid. I was busy reading comics, which was true.
Comics and football.
I know.
Hey, save some pussy for the rest of us, dude. Save some 1995 pussy for the rest of us.
Yeah. What was going on in 95? I don't know. Bill Clinton was president, right? Oh, Ross Perot jokes.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of Ross Perot jokes. Yeah. That was big in 95, right?
Sure. Judge Dredd was 95, if I recall. So, you know, a lot of, at least in the Seitz family household, a lot of Judge Dredd talk.
Oh, I looked it up. I got the number one thing that was happening in 95. OJ Simpson trial.
Oh, shit. That's huge.
That was 1995. That's it.
That was so big that we stopped gym class when I was in, I don't know, fifth grade or sixth grade or whenever.
So
that they would play on the radio, not on television, but really? On the radio, the fucking results of the O.J. Simpson trial.
We watched it on television.
Did you? Yeah.
Let's set this up. I know we got to fix this movie.
Yes, we do.
But let's set this up a little bit with the O.J. Simpson trial. He was a football player that got accused of murder.
Sure. He was very famous football player and actor.
An actor.
Star of, or Naked co-star Gun, of the Naked Gun movies.
Which we talked about.
Yeah, he's great. Really funny in him.
I do feel like you could have put the O.J. Simpson character in this movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of be the same type of, he's just getting hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, O.J. Simpson was a very famous football player and actor who got accused of murder.
Right, Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah.
They chased him down on TV and they caught him.
Very famous chase.
And then.
White Bronco.
The entire country obsessed over this fucking trial.
Yeah, they did.
And they stopped. It was like a national holiday.
Yeah.
They stopped everything. People stopped going to work to watch the fucking trial.
Yeah.
And if you go back and watch like shows that were on at the time, like Roseanne or Mad About You or shit like that, they talk about it a lot.
Every SNL, there was constant OJ talk.
Yeah. Famously, Norm Macdonald got fired.
Yeah, for talking shit about OJ. Yeah.
About OJ.
The greatest weekend update host they've ever had got fired because the owner of NBC.
Because first of all, he talked about the funniest thing going on at the time.
Yep. The thing that everybody was talking about.
Yeah. And obviously he did it. I mean,
obviously.
But like he was talking about that and he got fired for it. But anyway, the country stopped for this fucking trial.
Crazy.
It's kind of a turn
again,
of events
I'm like
for us.
I'm like fucking 11. I don't know. I don't fucking care or know what the fuck any of this means.
No, all you know is you're supposed to root for one thing or the other thing because your parents kind of told you. But yeah, no, we had a whole day of the verdict. The verdict was happening. That's all we did that whole fucking day in school.
Wow.
That's it. That's all we did. All we did was like listen to it or watch it. We watched all the fucking news coverage on it till they said it. Then we had to talk about it. I don't remember talking about it. I do remember people celebrating a lot.
Wow, really?
Also weird.
Yeah. People were celebrating?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In your class?
Yeah.
You grew up, that was in here in Tucson?
Yeah, in Tucson. Well, you were like in what, Cottonwood?
I was in Cottonwood, yes.
Just white people.
Yeah, yeah, it's just white. Well, I mean, we had some Mexicans too, but yeah.
No.
Certainly no black people.
Yeah, exactly. I had black people. Yeah.
Go on, are you crazy? We're coming to Cottonwood, Arizona over here.
It's, No, people were like, kids were celebrating. I remember that. It's a thing that Dave Chappelle talks about, right? We celebrated too hard when OJ got acquitted.
That's right, yeah. I remember on TV seeing it, yeah.
Yeah, no, people were celebrating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. It's a weird experience. It's a weird thing. And then now you're just like, we've all been making big deals out of fucking celebrity shit.
Yeah.
But back then, it was like the first time.
Yeah, it was up there. That was a huge fucking deal.
I mean, not to date ourselves because clearly we're dating. But anyway, 1985, we had Ace Ventura 2 and
I was 3 years old.
Yep. Yep, that sounds correct.
Sticking to that.
All right, so let's fix Ace Ventura movie. Or talk more about O.J. Simpson. I don't know.
Ace Ventura goes to trial over his supposed murder of a dolphin.
Instead of Cato, it's just Ace Ventura. Like Ace Ventura. Was
his lawyer?
No, Cato.
Oh, Cato the friend. Yeah, what if he's the lawyer though? Let's make him Johnny Cochran.
With that liar.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
I mean, but in Liar, he can't say lies.
Yeah,
in
this one, fuck that shit. He's just Ace Ventura, but now he's representing O.J. Simpson in the O.J. Simpson trial.
All right.
Just every time the defense is like, "Well, clearly this is the blood on all over his clothes."
He's just making jokes. He's like wiping his brow with the clothes blood. He's like, "Oh, was I not supposed to do that?" And nobody likes
him. He's talking out of his ass. He's like, "Oh, I didn't kill my wife," but it's out of his ass.
No, because he says, "Your Honor, I have a rebuttal."
Yeah,
and then he turns around.
Jesus, that's fucking perfect.
He turns around and he uses his butt.
he uses his butt for the rebuttal.
And then the judge is like, "What?"
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because it's a judge. So he's
Does he also talk to animals? Yeah, can Judge Ito be an animal?
Oh, can, what would you make? A penguin?
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to make it a panda because he was Asian.
Yeah. I was still thinking gorilla.
All right. Yeah, maybe a big gorilla. He's got to be like a big animal.
I mean, yes, he's got to be a big animal.
And he can't be like a big like dog or cat animal because they sit weird on the bench. It'd have to be like a gorilla, like a humanoid. Gorilla. A bear gorilla.
Oh, bear's not bad either.
Actually, bear's not bad.
Yeah. Bear's pretty good, actually.
Judge, you don't wear glasses, too. You put glasses on a bear? That's all about that shit.
It's both adorable and terrifying.
Yeah. And he's got to still, like, hit the gavel?
Yeah.
Can we do a like Triumph the Insult Comic Dog type of fake hand with a gavel?
Yes.
Where you can
it's
see the
bear's... It's a
beer
claw, yeah, but it's obviously on a yeah. stick. Yeah.
And you can see the bear's actual claw, but the stick bear is still like just like gabbling.
Yeah, yeah.
I like all right. It. I like that. Yeah, all right.
Okay, Jujito's so bear Jujito. Ace Ventura is now Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, he's now representing O.J. Simpson.
His whole bit with the glove, just 15 minutes of prop work.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, what if the glove's on my dick?
He's blowing it up.
Exactly. He's what if I make an animal? I'm making a fucking balloon animal out of this glove, huh? This couldn't be a murder thing.
Yeah. Maybe he like swallows it by mistake. I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just all bits. And Edward is like, this Ace Ventura guy.
Yeah.
But he's solving some shit.
He's solving it somehow.
Yeah. We throw in some Menendez brothers in there.
Yeah. And then at the end, OJ just gets raped by Jujito Bear, doesn't go to jail, everyone's happy.
Oh, yeah. No, maybe just still the same gorilla from the end of
this one. Just like, that same gorilla shows up?
Yeah. OJ Simpson gets out and he like runs away and then he ends up...
They're like, OJ, you're free. You've been acquitted. And then there's just the gorilla there being like, not so fast.
In the jungle song plays and he's like, what? And it's just a shot of bushes moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Insinuating to us that he is being sodomized by a full-grown gorilla.
Yeah.
And he can't go anywhere. It's a gorilla.
Yeah, exactly. They will rip you in half.
Yeah. He'll take your head.
Even if you're a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah. Yeah. The gorilla doesn't care if you throw footballs.
Doesn't care how many 2,000-yard seasons you had.
He just cares about raping you.
Yes, evidently. That's all he cares about is the rape that gorillas are famous for.
That's a weird... That's weird that we've covered two movies where a gorilla rapes a man.
It's insane. That is in not one, but two giant hit movies that we have talked about.
We talked about two movies where a gorilla rapes a human man.
What the fuck are we doing
are
with
we
our lives?
Are we always just afraid about gorillas raping us? Was that a thing?
No.
Is it like we've talked
Has
about
Has that ever happened in reality ever?
No. Like, I think dolphins rape people, right?
Dolphins. I mean, they should have been in the first movie with the dolphin.
Yeah. Like if anything, instead of the ending of this one being a guy getting raped by a gorilla, the first one should have been the guy getting raped by the dolphin.
Yeah.
Cuz they do that shit.
Yeah.
That is fucking
Maybe
weird.
They just resented like they're like, "Oh, we missed out that opportunity. Now we got to bring it back." But we can't have a dolphin in the middle of Africa.
Let's because the gorilla never shows up in any other. It's two shots. It's a shot of a gorilla looking weird.
Yeah.
And bushes shaking.
Yep.
And that's it. They shot that shit later because they're like, we want a gorilla rape in this.
Yeah.
Movie. Yeah.
Like they went to the test screening and they're like, I like it, but
can the guy get raped
by a gorilla?
Can some sort of animal rape him?
Is that? Do we really want that? Like, no.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
I feel like they were like working it out and they're like, what if a rhino...
What if he just gets killed by a gator?
Like impales him?
Yeah. They're like, no.
They're like,
too much.
Not funny enough.
Yeah.
Like too grotesque. And they're like, all right, what if it impales
What if he
him?
Goes to jail? No, no.
No, too serious.
Too serious.
Too serious.
What if a gorilla like punches him very hard?
And they're like, wait, you're getting to something now. Instead of punching
him. Okay, wait, never mind that. What if he gets raped by the rhino? No, not feeling it.
And they're like, that doesn't make any sense. He's not even like human-like. How is he going to mount him?
Yeah.
And like, well, what if the gorilla rapes him? And everybody's like, yes,
ding,
that's
ding,
it.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's what I want. That's what I like in my comedies.
That was of the 2 7-year-olds they fucking screen tested this for. That was their big idea.
Who did not get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was one of those movies where critics were like waiting with like fucking bats
and
torches for this movie to come out so they could fucking destroy it.
Yeah.
And in fact, the critic, the John Lovitz cartoon,
great
does a
cartoon.
Shit ton of fucking making fun of Ace Ventura.
As they should.
Because they used to kind of see it as like the downfall of fucking film. It was the same thing with Jackass.
Yeah.
When the first Jackass came out, they were like, this is the downfall of film.
Right. And now look at where we are.
When the third Jackass came out, they were like, this is great cinema. I don't like young guys doing shit, but 45-year-old guys doing shit.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Yeah. And that's, go back and look at the reviews, and I guarantee you 100% that's what it is. It's the reviews for the Jackass 3 were like
time changes us all.
It's crazy to see these 45-year-old guys putting themselves through this, And now
really says okay. something about yeah, no, yeah. It doesn't say
it's
anything.
The same movie. Yeah, it's the same movie as the first one. It's 100% the same movie. Yeah. It's the same guys doing the same shit.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, so
the world is terrible. It's all going to hell.
We fixed it with the OJ Simpson trial, which is our first. This is a first for us. There was no fucking Stallone or aliens.
I know. No Terminator even.
No.
So that's the end of this particular podcast. We'll be back next week. I believe we're back in the Schumacher, the capable hands of Joel Schumacher. And yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Oh, are we doing
Time to Kill?
Time to Kill. Good. Yeah. That's gonna be a serious one.
No.
No, not at all.
I refuse to.
Samuel Jackson yells way too much for us to take him seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, everybody's sweaty like nonstop in this fucking movie. Like I watched this movie and South. I want to take a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like summer South.
It's the South. Evidently, everyone is sweaty there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad. Bad. Anyway, we'll talk about the sweats.
We'll talk about getting sweaty.
Yeah.
And not in the gorilla way like you like.
Yep, exactly. Then the gorilla rape. Like I enjoy.
Like you enjoy like so much. Sith
Strength me enjoyed so much.
So until then, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Andin.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.